Time now for the Wide Open Three. A fast-paced look at local and regional sports. Brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Are you not satisfied with your smile? Bain Dental Group can give you the smile you deserve with dental implants. Dental implants are different than dentures. They offer more freedom and are a longer-lasting solution with minimal downtime. Consider dental implants as an investment in your smile and quality of life. To get started, contact any of our three locations in West Georgia to schedule a consultation. For your ultimate smile makeover, Bain Dental has you covered. To learn more, visit us online at BainDentalGroup.com.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Wednesday, April the 3rd. Yesterday, the Braves fell to the White Sox 3-2 in a chilly game in Chicago. Marcell Ozuna hit two solo home runs, but it was not enough as the rest of the squad provided little help offensively. The series is now tied up at one win apiece heading into today's game. First pitch is set for 2:10. Following the game, the team will head back to Atlanta for the first home series of the season. They will face the defending National League champions, the Arizona Diamondbacks, for a three-game series that will begin Friday at 7:20. The Carrollton Varsity Boys track team took first place at Stars Mill. Hagen Russell set a school record in the 800 meter with a time of 1:54.51. Noah Martinson also set a new school record in the 3200 meter with a time of 9:06.61. Kalen Pinkard took home first place in the triple jump, and the 4x100 meter relay team also took first place. Yesterday, the Heard County Braves baseball team defeated region opponent Temple on the road by a final score of 12-1. The Braves have a record of 10-9 overall and 4-1 in region play. Next week, Heard County will play three games against region opponent Lamar County. Last week, the Carrollton Varsity Girls lacrosse team picked up two big wins. They defeated Columbus at home by a final score of 17-2. They followed that up with a 14-6 win over Noonan on the road on Thursday. The Lady Trojans are 6-9 overall and 2-1 in region play. Last night, the University of Georgia men's basketball team fell to Seton Hall in the semifinals of the NIT tournament by a final score of 84-67. The Bulldogs finished the season with a record of 20-18 overall. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Picoro.